tearing down someone else doesn't build you up. It does the opposite. Find out why in this episode of 5 Minutes Closer. I'm Vaughn Weatherford, and this is 5 Minutes Closer. For the next 5 minutes, let's explore some biblical truths and apply them to your life. No podcast, including this one, can transform your life or give you what you really need. Only Jesus can do that. You can find out why in what I've called the first five episodes of 5 Minutes Closer. Each following episode explores scriptural truths that, if you follow them, will bring you 5 minutes closer to the person God created you to be. Let's see if we can get you 5 minutes closer. I'm glad I'm not a judge in small claims court. I can't imagine sitting on the bench all day long listening to people sue each other over such ridiculous things as purchasing a defective pet, throwing their roommate's couch in the yard, or my personal favorite, the lady who hit a guy walking across the street and then sued him for scratching her car. Fortunately, there are good people willing to decide those cases. I guess somebody's got to do it. I'm just glad it's not me. Far too often, we're way too quick to judge others in life. James warns against that mistake in James chapter 4, verses 11 through 12. There the Bible says, "Do not speak evil against one another, brothers. The one who speaks against a brother or judges his brother speaks evil against the law and judges the law. But if you judge the law, you're not a doer of the law, but a judge. There's only one lawgiver and judge, he who is able to save and destroy. But who are you to judge your neighbor?" As he does so often, James is repeating the teaching of Jesus. Jesus put it very plainly in Matthew chapter 7, verse 1, when he said, "Judge not that you be not judged." Neither Jesus nor James is criticizing anyone for discerning right from wrong or criticizing governments for creating laws and then holding those accountable who break them. James here is referring to a group who took the laws of Scripture and expanded them, creating an entire series of rules and regulations that no one could follow completely. They then criticized those who didn't keep their laws that were impossible to follow. The word that James uses in verse 11 for speak evil, it's often translated as slander. It literally means talking down to someone. It contains the idea of describing someone who places themselves on a pedestal above everybody else. That's a bad idea for several reasons. For one thing, we're all on the same plane. We all have exactly the same need. We are sinners in need of God's saving grace. Jesus illustrated the problem with the story of the Pharisee praying in the temple, thanking God that he was not like all those other sinners. James repeats Jesus' teaching about the danger of slander. From time to time when I visit the hospital, I'll see large red containers marked with a very vibrant sign that declares, "This is medical waste." You don't have to tell me twice. If it's medical waste, I don't even need to know what it is. I'm staying away from it. James gives the same kind of warning here about slander. Stay away. And James tells us why in verse 12. There the Bible says, "There is only one lawgiver and judge, he who is able to save and destroy. But who are you to judge your neighbor?" Now again, James is not saying that we should not take a stand against evil. After all, that's what he's doing in this verse. James is calling out those who commit slander as evil. The question lies in our motivation. If we're pointing out another's sin to make ourselves look better, we're doing exactly what the Bible says not to do. Slandering someone is only an attempt to puff up ourselves. Every balloon I've ever seen eventually either shrivels up or bursts. And James warns that that same fate awaits those who try to build themselves up by tearing other people down. When you're about to criticize someone, stop and ask yourself, are you trying to help them? Or are you trying to make yourself look better?
You can oppose evil in the world without slandering your neighbor. We should all guard our lives against this destructive habit. You can. And now, you're 5 minutes closer.
My prayer is that these 5 minutes have challenged you, inspired you, and caused you to consider applying God's message for your life from His Word. To find out more, visit our website at 5minutescloser.com. Join me next time to see if we can get you 5 minutes closer.